Good afternoon, this is Beth speaking.
Hi, it's Melissa calling from Family First Care. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have a question in regards to Ms. Agnes Casimir.
Uh-huh.
So is she doesn't have a POA or anything on file. Like, she's able to make decisions on her own?
Yeah, no, not really. not really. It's not very sound decisions at all. The dementia is really bad.
Because I know that Gene is the son, and he's the one that's signing up to be her caregiver. Now, his sister, I don't know if you've ever spoken to her.
No. I didn't even know there was a sister. I only knew of a brother.
I don't think she lives in the state. I don't know where she lives, but I know for sure not with them. But she had mentioned that she doesn't feel like he's the right person to be her caregiver.
Oh, I have no idea. I've never spoken to a sister before.
Okay.
I only knew that there was a brother in Texas. That's all I knew. That's where she was before she came here.
Got it. And then the next thing is, he did say that he pays for the bills and the food and everything in the home. Will he still be able to be the caregiver? That wouldn't that be considered like he's in charge of her finances?
That has nothing to do with me. That has something to do with the county office, whatever they're doing with him, because he does not have power of attorney paperwork that I have on. We have nothing on file for that for her.
So if a patient, just so I know, if a patient isn't able to make a decision on their own, you guys don't do anything on your end to get someone who can assist with making decisions for her?
I haven't really had to. Most people have that power of attorney. So he's been encouraged to go to apply for it. What he's doing with that, I don't know.
Got it. Okay. I'm going to call you back just because, I'm going to give you a call right back.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yep. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.